Boy, hey, man. Boy, I remember these days right here, mama had that damn, that fuzzy navel, playing spades, boy, talking trash.
Just speak.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy navel.
With fuzzy. My mama heard about that in a while. My mama be fancy with her. She pouring a cup.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, mama pouring a cup.
You know, if you're at home, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, playing spades and AC Deucey.
You had fuzzy navels, Boone's Farm
was a
thing back in the day. Yeah, people, that was like kind of your gateway, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tasted not too bad. What was the one that had like the squiggly S's?
Seagram's.
Was it Seagram's?
Was it the Seagram's?
No, that's the bumpy face gin.
Ives
or something?
Ives. St. Ives.
Yeah, for sure. And then you graduate to like MD 2020 and... Then you find yourself, you wake up under a bridge or something. You know what I mean? It's fast forward and it's fine. It's normal. Hey, I want to let folks know that Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul are coming to Lakewood Amphitheater on July 27th. Yeah, that's going to be a
great time. I'm glad it's outdoor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Going east bogey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is giving you a chance to win tickets. Stay tuned to Andy and Randy and Dukes and Bell all week long for your chance to win. Don't forget, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. How are we going to be doing that? Okay, we don't know. Just pay attention and we'll tell you when we know. We don't know yet, but when we do, you'll know too. What we do know is that we talked to Grant McCauley right now. Braves insider Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays, host of From the Diamond every weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. Grant, how are you?
G-Mac.
Doing well, guys. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, obviously just a really good stretch of baseball for these guys. A chance to go for the sweep today in Colorado against a really bad Rockies team right after 3 o'clock. If you had to boil it down, you could maybe two things, but one or two reasons why 9-2 over the last 11 games.
I can give you one reason why, and that's they've outscored the other guys consistently. And
that's something
they were having a lot of trouble with.
That's a really good point. That's why you're the Braves insider, the radio station.
You know, and so we'll do this again same time next week.
Okay, thanks Grant.
No, so in all seriousness, they just did not have an offense that was clicking and had enough guys doing enough things consecutively in the lineup or in, of course, the moments that they needed to. And it really, I think, comes down to that. Sure, there's been some bullpen problems. There's been some injuries. There's been some rotational questions. But, you know, this was an offense that was really underperforming. And I think if you had to point at one thing that just can't happen, if you've got some other questions as far as pitching and whatnot, if you're just not able to have the moments and come through in those moments and take advantage of the many opportunities, you're going to be in for a tough stretch of baseball. And unfortunately, that's exactly what they had coming out of the gates. But as we talked about 2-3 weeks ago, it's a long season. It might have felt like that was a threat when they went 0-7, but right. It now all of a sudden seems like this is a team that can play a better brand of baseball, and it may get better still. We'll find out.
Hey, Grant, we've had you on plenty of times, and one of our things with these young pitchers, we've always said, earned their next start. And I don't know, is A.J. Smith-Shawver, I know he got hit, and it was reported that he's going to start Monday, depending on if he's healthy enough. But is he in that status where he can earn the play, or is it just one of those things where until somebody comes up, he goes back down? Because I'm like, when does he get an opportunity to get the opportunity to not be good?
Yeah, so to not be on the Gwinnett shuttle, right, as we've called it in the past.
Wagon.
Oh, well, there you go. I kind of felt like he was already in that camp where I wanted to see what he could do at the big league level because I just wasn't sure how much he could really benefit or would benefit. And in fact, I'll retract that and say I don't think it's beneficial for a guy to get to a certain point where you need that continuity and consistency of knowing where you're going to make your next start or being optioned back down to the minors and then having to wait a couple of weeks and then maybe somewhere in there there's a rain out or, hey, let's hold your start because now this guy is under the weather or there's an injury here. I just don't think that does a lot of good developmentally speaking. I know there's reasons why, but I think that A.J. Smith-Shawver is a high-profile enough arm that you owe it to yourself to find out what he can do. And I think that the Braves feel much the same way. But to make that long answer as short as I can and just kind of boil it down, this, I think, is a special arm. This was a pitcher that came up long before I think that he should have, out of necessity mostly, but also because of the arm talent. And now he started to kind of put the finishing touches on what is a better and more consistent starting pitcher. And now you just need to give him the reps. And I think that he should be getting those reps because I can't look down on the farm and say there's, you know, 2-3 other prospects or young arms that should be starting in front of him. I think there's that group that's Grant Holmes, obviously, Bryce Elder, to me, is more of a start-to-start situation, but the Braves may view that a little bit differently because he has the most experience. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, I think, should be pretty firmly in line for starts, especially with Spencer Strider down.
What did you? What was your reaction to the signings this week? Obviously, Ian Anderson coming back and then getting DFA'd, and then hopefully he's able to make his way to Gwinnett so he can start working through some stuff.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Rosario as well. When you saw those names, what did you think?
Yeah, just depth. I mean, obviously they're familiar names, and some of that is met with some eye rolls because the Braves have brought back, you know, whether it was Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson or Eddie Rosario before this, and you know, they brought back some of those 2021 names, Adam Duvall, of course, and you know, it's been mixed results, I think, at best in some of those cases. But, you know, with Ian Anderson, I think the Braves would have loved to have been able to just send him back to the minors to sort some things out, but he was out of options. So if they decided to cut him and got nothing for him, I think that would have been a worse situation. Now, they traded and got somebody for him that they've also sent down to Gwinnett, and maybe Ian Anderson will be down there as well. And, you know, he's still got some work to do, some things to figure out, but this was just a depth move to cover some innings for this Colorado series, where, as I like to say, things can get weird in that ballpark. We're not seeing it quite as much because the Rockies aren't as good, mm-hmm. but that is a place that can be rough on a pitching staff and tough on a team, too, when you go in there, get used to that high altitude, and then have to come on back down and play closer to sea level. So we'll see if it adversely affects the Braves on the other side of it as well, where they've got some little team from Los Angeles, really scrappy. They kind of, against all odds, are putting it together, waiting for them at Truist Park on Friday.
And Grant, what is it about, I hate to say the recycle because these are professional players, but the guys that, you know, to a point where when does that welcome get worn out by some of these guys? We see the Jesse Chavez, we have fun with it, but damn. You know, and now we got Eddie Rosario back, who is starting today. Is it just more like Alex is more just comfortable or Schnick are comfortable with these guys?
Yeah, I think that that's part of it. And I understand that some people may look at it and be like, all right, well, why do we keep doing this? Why are we letting them go if they're good? And why are we bringing them back and then cutting them if they're still good? I get all that. But, you know, this is, unfortunately for some of these guys, or maybe fortunately for the Braves, they're available. But secondarily, they're just pieces that are kind of fitting that 24th, 25th, 26th spot on the roster. So I don't really look at it under, you know, a big magnifying glass to figure out why it is they're bringing back these particular guys. I think the bottom line is they know them, they're available. They know that they kind of fit in the clubhouse and understand their role, and that's why they're getting those opportunities, especially a guy like Jesse Chavez. And it's unfortunate that it just he's caught in that DFA limbo because, you know, he may be the 27th best man for the staff. Right. But right now, you got 26 spots, and there's just nothing you can do about that.
Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays to talk Braves. Braves going for the sweep today against the Rockies. 4-25 is insane. Like, I think that I heard this morning that that's the worst 29-game start in over 100 years. Is this the worst baseball team? Like, are they going to set the record for losses, do you think, this year?
And it's possible. I mean, we just saw a team play about as badly as a team can play last year with the Chicago White Sox. But with the Rockies, I mean, they've got some talent. They've got some guys. They've had some things go wrong with the money that they've spent. And they've obviously had some pitching staff injuries. So there's some stuff to sort out. This isn't – what's crazy to me is I think that Colorado is a market, and they showed it their first few years in the majors when they were just selling out the place left, right, and center for a long time. They have made the playoffs before. Rocktober was a pretty big highlight for them. Obviously, it's been a while since that, but – I don't think they can get this ownership group to make heads or tails of what exactly it wants to do and needs to do, and also get out of its way, its own way, when it comes to making important decisions to build a roster. The Nolan Arenado thing was a debacle. Yeah. You sign him for a long time, and then what, within 2 years you're trading him away because he's saying, look, you guys said you're going to build a contender, and now you're not spending, and they're inviting him to just get the hell out of town so that they can waste money on Chris Bryant, ultimately is what it turned into. Right. I just can't make sense of those kind of decisions. So you had a guy there, a star, a homegrown star, a superstar-level player, one of the best third basemen in baseball, and you've managed to turn it into just a confusing menagerie of some promising prospects, but really not enough on the international front or really even in the draft as of right now to turn a consistent winner or turn a consistent roster out there that can become a winner. So I don't know if that answers the question. They're confusing, they're confounding, and they're one of the more frustrating teams in baseball, I would say,
what?
Along with the Oakland Athletics or the Athletics and the White Sox the Pirates.
It did answer, just because we were kind of kicking it around earlier. It's like, is it, because sometimes teams are terrible on purpose to try to rack up. You're kind of saying this isn't that. This is just mismanagement.
No, I don't think they know what they're doing.
Got it. Well, that's a good answer.
Well, there it is.
That's a great answer. Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Mac.
All right, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Braves are going for a sweep today against the Rockies, who do not know what they're doing. So hopefully the Braves can take advantage of that. And if you've watched any of this series over the last 2 days,
they stink.
It looks like they don't know what they're doing. Like, it's a lot of really weird, not major league level mistakes that this team is making. And obviously the guys are good. They're major league baseball players. They'll turn around and do an incredible play the next play, but just
they stink.
So get on out of Colorado with a sweep and come home at 500. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask us anything here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.